And how you doing? Welcome back to another episode of Higher Power Tech Podcast, the podcast that connects you to the higher hiring power you deserve. On the screen, you see my co-host, Josh Starnes, and I am Mark Homar. And today we're going to talk about how do I not burn bridges when it comes to a lot of things, but in particular, if you need to transition into another career path, and you are currently well-employed, gainfully employed, as they would say, at a location right now. You're working well, no issues. You're not under fire, but you feel like you're ready to move on and relocate into a different position, or maybe a totally different career, or maybe just, you know, a pivot within the current one you're in, but you're going to go to another firm. And what you don't want to do is burn the bridge of the location you're currently at, whether you're there for just a few months or whether you're there for a few years. We want to talk to you now about the importance of not burning bridges, because in our past podcast conversations, we've talked about the importance of building proper relationships, the importance of making sure you, even if you're searching for new employment while currently being gainfully employed, making sure you do it with character, making sure you do it with proper approach to respect of people who have currently been your leaders or your liaisons or even your fellow colleagues, you know, your peers. You want to make sure you do it properly, because you never know down the road or tomorrow if the people that you are currently intertwined with, you may need them in some capacity, or just period, you just never know how things work out in life, to where you don't want that bad karma or bad juju, as some may say, to come back on you, right? So how do you do it? How does it look if you're going to move on in a different direction? So Josh has a different perspective on, if you're not aware of how to do so, on how to do this in a way where it makes sense, we don't burn a bridge, and you can respectfully move on. So Josh, let's talk to the audience about how they can do this.
So I guess first and foremost is honesty. So, you know, let's go back in our first starting work career. We never wanted to quit a job. You know, we'd come up with some creative way of getting out easy so it didn't have confrontation or they didn't get mad at you or whatever it may be. But as you kind of get more into your professional career, you find out that these people can play a very, very crucial part later on down the road. So for example, many years ago, I worked for a company called Dices. It was probably one of my favorite jobs. I was an account manager. I was doing extremely well. I had lots of accounts. And I'll be honest, my boss, she was absolutely incredible. Oh, yeah. I probably had never worked for such an amazing person. And so it made me work harder.
That's dope.
But an opportunity came in a few years down the road that I felt I needed to explore. Mm-hmm. So I needed to figure out how, when there's no issues, everything's perfect, my job's automated, she's a great person, how do I not burn this bridge? Because, you know, what if I want to come back? What if I need something from her? I mean, she's was very, very, very well known in the industry. So nice. I just picked honesty. I said, hey, you know, an opportunity has come up. It's an amazing opportunity. And I feel that I have to explore it. So I wanted to talk to you now and see what's the best way for me to either put in my 2-week notice, or what can I do best to support you in this transition? So you got to make sure you care too, and that you're putting it in there. And what you'll find is 99.9% of the time, if they're genuine, they're happy for you. They're happy that you got this next role. They're happy that you're making a move. They you know, she said, I'm really sad to see you leave. Is there any possible thing I can do to keep you? And I said, at this moment, I really thought about that. And no, this is just too good to be true. And when I say too good to be true, it was like a 60K salary increase with a whole bunch of commission and just a whole different opportunity. It was substantial. And that's what it took for me to leave this company. So ended up going to the next company, and sad, long, long story short, sad thing is it really didn't work out the way that I thought it was going to. And I've, you know, gotten into some cooler things since. But now with this recent layoff, when I was told I was going to be laid off and going through, going through these job interviews, I've had to provide references. Mm-hmm. Now, for this particular job that I ended up taking, it's very similar to my role at that company with Dices. And who better than to be a reference than my VP, who is now a super high up lady at this company, who could speak to me better? And so I actually used her as a reference, and her reference is what got me the job. Now,
can I just pause right there, real quick? That is a beautiful example. I mean, perfect textbook as to why you practice what you preach. You chose. It's funny, ladies and gentlemen. Before I even go any further, Josh and I, we don't really like script these conversations. We kind of, you know, send each other the title a few hours before, and then we kind of talk about a little bit how we're going to approach it, but not go in detail, right? So I'm saying that to say that I did not know that he was going to choose honesty, but yet I felt like that was going to be the first thing he was going to say, because that is the only way to approach anything. Being able to have good quality relationships is being honest about the approach and not trying to be deceptive and, you know, finagle, you know, all that, or have an entanglement, you know, within how you communicate your position. The fact that he said honesty and he delivered that, now full circle, when he needed someone, not knowing that he would specifically, but understanding maybe now she's in a higher position, he needs to get, you know, employment ASAP. And like you're getting ready to allude to, the fact that who better to recommend you for this position in the same field, in the same MSP pro, you know, role, you know, it's beautiful. So all I'm saying is, ladies and gentlemen, real quick, and I'll let you get back to your thought. It works if you do it right. It works if you do it right. So continue going. I'm sorry, I just want to say that.
Yeah, and it's. You know, it's, I know we all get nervous. We're like, oh my gosh, what are we going to say? Just be honest with these people. My network now, I mean, I've got quite a few high up VPs that can speak to my performance. I've got all these different people that I've made sure I didn't burn the bridges, and mm-hmm. I've kept, you know, in contact. If I see them on LinkedIn, I send them something. But I mean, I've got a VP from another company I worked at, shoot, by now it's 8 years ago. And I reached out to him and said, hey, would you mind speaking to the manager I work directly for you? It's very similar. He's like, oh, absolutely. He took it upon himself to send an email to this lady saying, hey, I'll talk to you anytime about Josh. So when you do a good job and you leave on the right terms and you do what you're supposed to do, these people will help you. They want to see you succeed. But again, what if you want to go back? Like if my old manager told the new lady, the only reason she hasn't hired me back is because they've been on an extreme hiring freeze for the last few years, and she just couldn't do it, or she would have brought me back herself.
That's beautiful.
So the new company that I'm working for, the CEO of the company hears this. She's like, oh my gosh, I gotta take him. Like, he's doing an incredible job. And it just so happens that this company is a direct competitor and the largest company in this industry and does the most revenue. So what's funny is, my new boss is like, this is great. I'm taking one of their A players from this huge company and we're going to do good. So just by making sure I told her the truth and I kept up the relationship and I stayed respectful and I did what I was supposed to do really helped me to land a dream position that I'm about to start in a week.
Perfect. Perfect. So, I mean, step one through step 12, 15, 20 is tell the truth.
Yeah.
Like, don't try to sit there and be slick about it. You know, don't try to come up with some, you know, far-fetched reason as to why you got to move. My mama died. You know, don't do that. Like, you know, I got to move back over here, because it's just tell the truth as to why you are pivoting into a new position. And let me say this to piggyback upon after you tell the truth. And I would say one that even precedes telling the truth is your work ethic. You know, one reason why Josh was able to tell the truth and she was able to respectfully back him, but also to mourn the fact that he was leaving, because from the initial, he came into his position giving all of himself and being the best, you know, role player he could be within his position. So one way you cannot burn a bridge, ladies and gentlemen, I think a lot of times, especially in this newer age of employee, you know, these younger kids, you know, feeling entitled to, you know, where they have a certain degree or they got a certain number of certifications from boot camps that they have the right to just kind of come in and just barely do enough. The reason why he was able to have that support is because he did his job and he did it extremely well. And so that allows for, it's kind of like he's already building in his own negotiation capability, because, or I should say not even negotiation, he's building in his own support and his own foundation, because he's doing the work and doing it exceptionally well. if you're going into a company or you're working for the company right now and you've been half-assing it, you've been coming in late, you have been doing full, your full job responsibilities to the fullest you could, if you haven't been a great, team player, if you haven't been communicating well, if you're, constantly trying to take your paid time off, your leave, it's going to make it hard when it comes down to you getting ready to make that pivot for someone to want to support you on that, absence, in your willingness to want to leave. So what I suggest to you is he could do it where, yes, he did everything right from the beginning where he came in because he did everything right. And then he told the truth. You might be saying, well, I just told the truth and I'm getting kicked back. Probably because you got now do a coming to Jesus with yourself and be real with yourself. Have you been doing the work, that you're supposed to do while you're there? So it's always a few elements that are involved. Josh, I always like to say it's a couple factors. It's not just one thing, right, Jay?
Oh, yeah.
So I just want to make sure I address that part. Make sure you're doing your part. But what do you think about that part, Jay?
But, and it's perfect that you say that because that's the other side, because I know that's what people are saying. Oh, well, your situation was perfect and mine's not. Well, you know what? Honesty still works. So let's just say you pissed your manager off. You're not leaving on good terms. It doesn't matter. Still be honest. Hey, look, yeah. I understand. I didn't do exactly what I was supposed to. If you take self-accountability, which I know is hard for a lot of us, but hey, look, I get it. I completely understand why I'm being let go. I get it. And I apologize for that. I just, no excuses. I got a lot of stuff going on, whatever it may be. Just be honest and watch what the response is like. Even though they're letting you go, it's all about business. It has nothing to do with you as a person. It's just all about business. So if you're still honest with these people and take accountability, you still have that chance to say, hey, if I find a like job and I can put my best foot forward, would you be willing to say at least, I did my job? Or, you can ask those questions. It's okay. But again, being honest and taking accountability is still going to get you further than just being the disgruntled, pissed off employee because you didn't do what you were supposed to do. So,
right.
So I challenge you to just flip it again. And then this works in a lot of different aspects of your life, but especially the workforce, because a lot of people leave disgruntled. Oh, I'm leaving, and you burn those bridges. If you are respectful, there's a good opportunity that, hey, 2 years down the road, you can be a completely different person. You learned, you got some new skill sets, and you start working for them again, and you're a completely different person. But they'll remember. Nobody generally remembers what you did, but they remember how you left. So if you left on really bad terms and you got, yelled at and burnt a bunch of bridges, they're going to remember that. If you didn't do any of that stuff, they're going to be like, okay, well, yeah, I don't remember anything bad. I think he's okay.
Right.
So still take accountability and be honest.
Right. I like that, Jay, because they always, sometimes they say it's not how you start, it's how you finish. Right.
Yeah.
So, I think he's absolutely correct. Still tell the truth. Like we both were saying, have the coming to Jesus. If your exit doesn't, the communication between your upline is not as, fruitful as you would like it to be. Like Josh said, you still tell the truth. You have the recognition and the understanding and the accountability part where you may have messed up prior to you trying to leave. I think a lot of times people think it's always the present moment of, oh, well, he or she just doesn't like the fact I'm trying to go. No. Again, go back through. You've been there for 6 months or you've been there for 5 years. Did you have the best working relationship? And if you did not, again, respectfully, recognize, acknowledge your part that you had to play in it. Now, I'm not saying have a kumbaya with your upline. No. But again, like Josh is saying, how you exit, is going to resonate with them way longer than what you, even more so than what you did over the past 5 years. So if, or, past 6 months. So if you can reconcile enough to say, hey, my part, I do apologize. The position just didn't fit me the best. And I didn't understand it until I got into it or whatever you need to say. And, to make sure they understand that you take responsibility for your side of it, that would help you mend, as best you can, the communication. Because again, like Josh said, you never know down the road. This individual might just be like, I really can't remember that much, but I know, they were pretty straightforward, when they left. And, sometimes that's all companies want to hear. They're pretty straightforward. The hiring manager that you interview with, maybe, checking or doing a background check, on you. And all they just want is that little bit to know that they can, you know, work with you. You know what I'm saying? But if they get anything that feels like it might be a, you know, reservation or a hesitation, then it's a no, right? So it's always the little things, ladies and gentlemen. So like you said, it's a little thing to just take accountability. It can be feel big, but take accountability, tell the truth. And this way, when you get ready to depart, you have a better chance of not burning the bridge, but having a ally, which we all need allies. You know what I'm saying? Yep. In some way, even if it's a small one, we need allies in order to be able to move forward with our careers and progress. Like Josh said, I love what he said. And we've said this before in other podcasts. This is not personal. It is business. You are the person bringing certain skill sets or lack thereof to the particular role. But again, it's not personal. Everything doesn't fit. You know, you look at sports, you know, you might have in basketball, a point guard, you know, you have two point guards on the team, but one point guard is a better scorer and a better assist person than the other point guard. And he doesn't fit the chemistry of everybody. The other point guard doesn't fit the chemistry of everybody else, right? And so I know I'm giving a sports analogy. I mean, not everybody may not be sports fans, but it, you know, it's the same way in business. Every person may not be best for that particular role. You know, you have the degrees, you have the certs and all of that. Your personality may not necessarily mesh well, right? But you still have to have accountability for what you can bring to the table. If you can articulate that and accept the responsibility, a lot of companies, I know me as an employer, I want to make sure people can, you know, uphold their own shortcomings to a degree, I guess, for lack of a better word. And maybe Josh, you could say it better, but you know, whatever they may not be able to bring to the table, I like for people to at least be able to articulate that, you know, so therefore we can adjust, I can work with that. But if you are obtuse to it and you want to be like, you don't really pay attention to what you're bringing to the table and it's everybody else's fault, then it's hard to work with you, right? And if you perpetuate that as you leave out of the institution or whatever, or the firm, and you try to go somewhere else, most of the time a hiring manager is going to remember that. And they're going to, unfortunately, not, you know, do like they did for Josh, which is praise you and say, hey, this is a great person to bring into your organization. What do you think about what I'm saying, Jay?
Yeah, no, I think it's, you're spot on. I think it's just, again, everything breaks down to being honest. You go into something that you're not so good at and you need to ask for help. You need to invest in yourself to get there. Ooh. That's all there is to it. You know, like, you know, so last job I was selling tech. I didn't know anything about Kubernetes or OpenStack or any of these, you know, VMware technologies. So I spent 3 or 4 hours on YouTube and got the gist of it and started reading. You know, I think we need to take a lot more time this day and age to invest in ourselves to learn forward. Things are changing so much and things are constantly moving that you need to invest in yourself. We're so focused on our cell phones. Today I took my daughter to the doctor and I look across the room. Every single person has their phone in their face. Everyone. Like, I mean, I'm going to date myself a little bit, but let's go back to, like, I don't know, 20 years ago, 15 years ago, when phones weren't so prevalent.
Right.
It was a different world. We were more in tune. We were more connected with people. We were more relaxed. We weren't moving so fast, you know, and I told my daughter, I said, this is why I need you to decompose sometimes. I need you to decompress. I need you to get away from it. I need you to breathe. I need you not to be so wrapped up because all these people are oblivious to what's going on around them. Nobody has any idea. You see people walking through the grocery store like this and they damn near run into you. And it's like, excuse me, can you get off your phone and pay attention? But it's the same thing when you're driving. It's all over the world. So, you know, from a worker's perspective, it's just, you need to invest in yourself. You need to take some downtime. You need to be there. Be present. You know, I think a lot of us are not present. We're thinking about what we got to do after this. Or, oh my gosh, I got to make a phone call at 2:30 to this person. I got to do this. No, stop. Be present. You know, back in the day, you couldn't call in. You couldn't take a day off. Like, you had to earn that stuff. And if you did, you got fired. And now it's like, oh, sure, I'll call in 6 days in a week and you don't hear anything. This world has changed a lot. But if you really want to be one of those top employees, you got to invest in yourself and you got to do what you're supposed to do.
Well, my biggest phrase, I've said it before, work harder on yourself than you're doing your job. And if you do that, then everything else falls in place. I think you're absolutely correct, Jay. That's a very good point. Working on yourself. Because if you work on yourself, you'll be more apt to tell the truth, right? you'll be doing the job as best as you possibly can, which will be seen. And I mean, it doesn't mean you'll do a great job at your job, but you'll be doing the best you can. And that still gets recognized by quality leadership, right? And then that makes it easier for one to You don't have to worry about it burning a bridge, not even a thought at that point, because you worked on yourself, you're telling the truth, and you've given all you can. So you're not even worried about if you have to exit or, you know, prematurely or, you know, before they're ready to let you go, whatever it might be. Burning a bridge is not even a thought, right? So yeah. I love what you brought up there, Jay. That's a very good point. If you work on yourself, everything else kind of just falls in line. You know, again, hence why, the you know, my co-host was able to leave DISYS in a situation where he didn't necessarily want to go, but he had to because it was a great, you know, great offer. But, you know, he was able to do it where he didn't have to worry about, you know, burning a bridge. You know, telling the truth was second nature. He did the work, right? And he works on himself. So, you know, years later, when he needs to reach out to his old boss, who is the, like you said, competitor of the current company you're with, it's like that's a beautiful show of when you do things the right way, it works. Yeah. You know what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen? So good job, Jay Money. Good job. And people out there, I hope that you're paying attention to what we're saying. Go ahead, Jay.
I think it's great. I think it's just, there's just so much going on in this day and age. It's just crazy. It never ceases to amaze me.
No, I agree with you, bro. And I think, you know, I'm more of a glass half full as opposed to half empty. But I think even though you're absolutely correct, it's a ton of stuff, a ton of things. Things are shifting so fast. What used to take a decade plus to shift now shifts in less than 4 years, 3 years. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, like you said, things are compounding on themselves fast. But I think, you know, people like Josh, I try to be an example of it. Those of you who are watching us and following us, which we thank you guys for liking and subscribing, make sure you continue doing so, and refer friends. I think people like us who have the dialogue, like you said, Josh, this starts to break down the need to necessarily just be in phones out in public. I think because the type of dialogue that we're having, right? We're having conversation about being true to oneself, having real values, and then exuding those values in a sector like the corporate world, right, that tends to just want to be robotic and not value people, but value the bottom line, right? So if we can get back to having real conversations and talking about the value proposition or value points, which are the human capital and human people, but still the human people that we're talking to, if we can help you bring out more of the real person, then we can start to, you know, revamp a little bit or get back to that homegrown, you know, even though things are fastly changing, the one thing that doesn't change so aggressively is the human nature and the proper human values, right? And we can keep that going and let that permeate, you know, the economy and the workforce, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think it sounds great.
No doubt, Jay Money. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank you guys for joining us here on Higher Power Tech Podcast. You can go to our website, higherpowertech.com, if you'd like to get a free consultation with Josh or myself. If you're looking to apply for a job, you want someone to go over your resume, we are here to help you with that process. If you are a hiring rep or hiring manager and you want to talk to a firm, Kane Ross is our parent company. We work well together as far as making sure we help you staff accordingly and staff properly for your particular org. And we keep our prices reasonable. But we can talk about all that if you want to go to higherpowertech.com and reach out to Josh and I. But we appreciate you guys. We want to thank you guys. Like, subscribe, comment. Jay, anything you want to say, bro?
Nope. I think that's it. Thank you, guys. All right.